Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so my talk tonight is called Psychology in Advertising, but I'm going to start with a little story. In the 18th century, Germany was divided into lots of different countries, and one of these was called Prussia, and the king there was called Frederick II. Now, this particular king was a really very talented man. In fact, he was so brilliant that he is still known as Frederick the Great. Okay, so at that time, the 1770s, hardly anyone in Prussia ate potatoes, because the main meal for almost everyone was bread. But there was a problem with bread. In those days, sometimes the wheat didn't grow very well, or it grew, but then it died before people could make bread from it. And every time that happened, people, especially poor people, would have nothing to eat. So when Frederick heard about the potato, he thought, "Aha! Perfect! If the people can grow these potatoes as well as bread, then no one will ever be hungry again." Frederick was so satisfied with this idea that he immediately ordered everyone in the country to start growing potatoes. But to his surprise, they refused. They simply would not touch these potatoes. The people of Kolberg sent Frederick a letter, telling him that potatoes were so disgusting that even their animals couldn't eat them. Now, Frederick was a very intelligent man, and although there were no psychologists in 1774, he certainly had a talent for understanding the psychology of his people. So he soon came up with a very interesting plan. First, he planted potatoes in a big field, which he called the Royal Potato Garden. Next, because it was not just any potato garden, but the Royal Potato Garden, he sent soldiers to guard it. As soon as people saw the garden and the soldiers, they started asking each other, "What could be in that field that is worth so much?" And of course, as soon as they found out that the field was full of potatoes, they all wanted some. It was not long afterwards that people started going to the field at night to steal potatoes. Frederick, of course, had expected this to happen. In fact, he had even given secret instructions to his soldiers to pretend that they had not seen the potato thieves and actually let them steal the potatoes, because that was what Frederick had wanted to happen. There is an important lesson here for people about psychology in advertising. When Frederick told people they would never be hungry again if they ate potatoes, they were not interested. When Frederick ordered them to grow potatoes, they refused. But when people believed that they were not allowed to eat potatoes, and that they were only eaten by kings and queens, then they immediately wanted to have them. And that's good psychology.